This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. And so here's an interesting thing. We have a car hauler. And a car hauler is it's kind of a specialized trailer. And it has a low deck, meaning the height of the deck is low compared to one that would be maybe a little bit wider and has a higher deck. So the deck, you can have the deck above the wheels, and that would make for a wider trailer, or you can have the deck between the wheels, which would make for a lower trailer. So this car hauler is something that we decided to buy for the farm, because we have to haul equipment around, and it's not a heavy-duty trailer. It's got two 3,500-pound axles, so 7,000 pounds. But it's really handy if one of us gets stuck on the road, and it has a drop deck in the back, so the rear portion drops down. And so it has ramps, and you put these ramps that you can drive up on the back of the trailer, and you drive your vehicle up there, and you can strap it down, and you're good to go. So we use it all the time. And, you know, we never had one of these, but I talked to my son, and I said, no, we have to get one of these. So we bought a used one. And by the way, it's a 2019 model. And the price has gone up in the last 2 years. So now a new one costs twice as much as we paid for this barely used one. So I'm really glad we got it. And, of course, it's a tax deduction. But so we were using that over the weekend. Our son said he got a call, and one of his customers had a pickup truck that lost all its power. And could we go pick it up? And I said, let me go with you. So we drove in the truck and we picked it up. And this is a Silverado, a 2004 Silverado, and it had lost probably 90% of the engine power. 90. Well, we were able to get this thing on a hill so we could kind of get it almost to use gravity to get it onto the trailer and strap it down. We brought it back, diagnosed the problem. And the problem was really simple. It needed a crankshaft position sensor. Now, a crankshaft position sensor is an electronic device. It would look like probably about the size of a half of a roll of dimes with a connector on the end. And this thing sits right below the exhaust system, which runs at about 1,500 to 1,800 degrees, right below the exhaust manifold. It's behind the starter where you can't really get to it, so you have to take the starter off. Now, the part costs somewhere between $22 and $56, depending on where you buy it. This truck was dead in the water because it needed a $22 part. And a typical do-it-yourselfer would not be able to diagnose it. A typical do-it-yourselfer would not have the tools to replace it. But it's a $22 part. Now, why did it fail? It failed because it gets really, really hot. It's in the dumbest position you can think of. So what does a crankshaft position sensor do? Well, it tells the engine control computer the position of the crankshaft, which really means the position of the pistons, which really relates to when the fuel spray from the fuel injection system gets delivered. So it relates to the ignition timing, it relates to the fuel system, it tells the computer where the crankshaft is in its 360 possible degrees of rotation. So this $22 part shut down this truck. And it cost a 50-mile each way pickup to go and get it, plus the repair and the diagnosis. This is the kind of nonsense that we never had to deal with in the 1960s, 1970s, and into the 1980s. But now we do. There are sensors in washing machines. I told you about the Whirlpool washing machine that I bought for $25. Well, there is a protocol for resetting the computer. And it's really simple. All you have to do is unplug the washing machine. Wait 60 seconds. Then open and close the lid 6 times within 12 seconds. Now, how many of you knew that? I'll bet you nobody. Why? Because it's ridiculous. And then the other thing that you have to do with these silly things is when they get confused because there's, let's say, a surge or the power blips for a couple seconds or a second. And you all experience that, the lights flicker. And then if you're washing your clothes, the washing machine will get confused. So you have to recalibrate the washing machine. So how do you do that? Well, you turn the main knob. You know, first you unplug it, you plug it in after 60 seconds. You turn the knob left and right, a certain sequence, and it will begin the recalibration procedure. How many of you knew that? Nobody, right? Why? Because it's ridiculous. Because if you look at an old-fashioned General Electric agitator washing machine or a Whirlpool, you never had to even think about that. And those darn things lasted 25, 30 years easily. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, you remember the old advertisement where the Maytag repairman was sitting in his shop, you know, and he was so lonesome. Because nobody would be coming in there to visit him. I remember those commercials way back when, you know. And it's funny, I used that the other day, and unfortunately it was somebody that was about 35 years old, and they were just standing at the counter of this shop I was in, and I said, well, you look like the Maytag repairman. And he had that bewildered look on his face, and I said, you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, do you? And he didn't, you know. But it used to be that they would go so long and they wouldn't break down that that's how they built their reputation, you know. And even Scripture says, you know, a good name is more to be desired than silver and gold. And that's truly the wisdom of the way things used to be done in this country. The planned obsolescence started creeping in, I think, in my opinion, in the mid-80s, and started to work its way into more and more and more of our society, to where it's completely permeated our society and made everything that we can get or buy or seemingly dependent upon a real fragile delivery system, just-in-time delivery system. And so that creates a extremely weak society, and that's where we're at right now, unfortunately. Your comment?
You're absolutely right. And, class, the Maytag television commercials were this lonely guy, literally. He'd be sitting around waiting for the phone to ring, and it wouldn't ring. And literally what they were saying is, you know, you can buy a different brand, but if you want one that's going to really last, you probably want to spend the extra money and get the Maytag. And Maytag was considered the absolute best of the best of the best. And it was true. There's no question. They even had, on the sales floor, they would have a Maytag next to, like, a General Electric next to a Whirlpool. And they would say, okay, so this is the dryer belt for the electric dryer or the gas dryer. This is ours. This is the Maytag. See how wide it is? Now look at the one from the Whirlpool or the General Electric. See how much thinner it is? See, this is our bearing. That's their bearing. See how little theirs is compared to ours? So you actually are getting something for the extra money you spend for the Maytag. But now, I'm not so sure that's the case. I think now it's features. And, you know, the women who go to pick these appliances say, well, that's candy apple red. That's awesome. I like that one. And they don't really think through the cost of ownership. They like the appearance. So anyway, that's the Maytag story. Kyle, I had a really interesting scenario that I wanted to share with you. So we have this building on the farm, and it has lights. I changed the numbers around a little bit to make it radio friendly. Okay, so this isn't exactly the way it is, but it's darn close. So there's a little bit of arithmetic involved, class, and I don't think you've ever heard anything like this discussion or this part of our class anywhere. So here it goes. So if you want to know about a little bit about electricity, the stuff that they don't teach in school, here it is. And Kyle's the best guy I know to discuss this. So in this building that we have on our farm, we have strips of light. And the building's pretty long. It's 120 feet long. So there are 20 fixtures in each strip. 20 fixtures. So each one of them has a home run back to a six-gang or a four-gang light switch box. So I can have up to, well, let's say four-gang. Four light switches in this box. And I can control these five strips with these four light switches. So that means that two of the strips are going to have to be on the same light switch. Okay, so 20 lights, and you can get LED lights that you screw in with the Edison base that look like an incandescent bulb that are 10 watts each. So 20 lights coming on all at the same time at 10 watts, that's 200 watts, right? 20 times 10, 200 watts. Well, the wiring that I've used is 14-gauge wire. Now, 14-gauge wire meets code for electrical ceiling wiring, light circuits. And that will support a maximum of 1,800 watts. Well, I'm only using 200 watts. So that seems like it'd be perfectly acceptable. But you never really want to load down the wiring or circuit to its full capacity. So if it can handle 1,800 watts maximum, you should only load it down at the most 80% of that. So that'd be 1,440 watts. So this circuit that will comfortably handle 1,440 watts, I'm only using 200 watts on it. No problem. Got plenty of excess capacity. Well, let's say I were to take all five of these and string them together and put them on one light switch. Okay. The circuit still handles 1,440 watts. Five strips at 200 watts apiece is 1,000 watts. It's still comfortable. I still have 40% headroom, if you will, or extra capacity. No problem. Except when you turn on an LED bulb, it can draw between 5 and 10 times the amount of current, the inrush current. That being the case, if I'm turning on a string of lights that would consume 1,000 watts of LED electricity, the instant on power would be 10,000 watts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking about the thing that they don't teach in school and class. This, I believe, is a class that is showing you why science is important in the public training camp. Why we need to get back to reading, writing, arithmetic, science, history, as compared to these gay studies and the race studies and all that nonsense. Real history, real reading, writing, arithmetic, and science, they're absolutely critical. And the proof of what we are saying here is that people are buying appliances and cars and products they have no idea how to maintain or how to use. They don't know. But yet they're buying them because the marketeers have figured out how to convince them into buying these ridiculous products, like that $25 washing machine that somebody bought for about $650 and shortly thereafter said, I can't live with this. I'll buy another one. So, Kyle, we were talking about current on LED bulbs, and we think, gosh, you know, those things are so efficient that, you know, they use less electricity compared to the fluorescent, and, you know, might save 10 or 20% of the electricity consumption of a fluorescent bulb, and probably 80 to 90% of that of an incandescent bulb. So people are jumping on the bandwagon, but they haven't figured out the inrush current of an LED is so great because of the drivers with the capacitors in them to make them operate, that they are hard on the switches. Kyle, your comments.
Yeah, you're right, Vince. The most people don't even think about that stuff. And when I used to, many years ago, when I was wiring houses, even though it was legal to run I could run one number 14 wire to two bedrooms, depending on how many switches and lights were in two bedrooms. I almost never used that. I always ran number 12. I would say 90, unless it was just for the lighting alone, and it would be one or two lights in the room, and we didn't have LEDs back then. They weren't that common. If it was a couple of three lights maybe in a room, I would run number 14 wire up to the lights to save money. But for the home run, then I would run number 12 wire to each bedroom. And one time, an electrician that I was working with was asking me, saying, why on earth are you doing that? You know, it's costing you more money to do it. And I said, well, what if somebody in that room is an old person and really needs to stay warm and plugs in an electric heater, you know, and they have their TV in there? And that's back when they had a lot of TVs that pulled a lot more amperage. I said, you know, I want to be able to walk away from this knowing that this person will never have to have problems with what I have done ever. And, you know, up to the point of the things that I done. But the same thing is true, folks, with well pumps. It's true with washing machines. Anytime you're starting any kind of an electric motor, the inrush current, and that's true of light bulbs, it's true of anything. Anything starting up will always take more current than it does to run. It's just kind of like you know, if you think about how much effort does it take sometimes when you get older, folks, to get up? It ain't so hard to keep walking, but it's sometimes hard to get up. So it's the kind of the same thing. Your comment?
Yeah, I had my microphone muted. I was grinning when you're talking about it. I thought, Before you said it, probably as you were thinking about it, I was thinking about it. It's not so much the moving part; it's the getting up part. And you're absolutely right. And the same thing is true with getting an electric motor to start. And where are they? Well, if you think about your refrigerator or your freezer in your kitchen, okay, you hear them start up, and it sounds like they're working to start up. If you listen to your heat pump outside, you know, your air conditioning unit, the compressor, it's having a tough time getting going, right? That's what Kyle's talking about. It takes more energy to get going. That's why if you, and I'm not recommending this, but that's why if you did not come to a complete stop with your car, you know, that's what the police want you to do. They want you to come to a complete stop. But if you were just rolling just a little bit, you'll save gasoline. I'm not recommending you do that, because they want you to come to a complete stop. And they have people specially trained to observe you not making a complete stop. And then they have certificates of merit for not making a complete stop at a stop sign. Those are called traffic citations. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the California gubernatorial recall is underway in the Golden State, a radicalized leftist threw an egg at Republican candidate Larry Elder and was being described as a racist attack by a white woman in a gorilla mask. Larry Elder later tweeted, quote, "The intolerant left will not stop us. We will recall Gavin Newsom. We will save California," end quote. President Biden is asking for resignations from multiple members of military academies advisory boards who were appointed by former President Trump. Many of these people criticized Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Kellyanne Conway, a member of the U.S. Air Force Academy board, said, "I'm not resigning, but you should," referring to Mr. Biden. Hall of Fame boxer Oscar De La Hoya announced Wednesday that he was out of the hospital after being treated for COVID-19.
"Hey guys, I'm out of the hospital. I was in there for 3 days. COVID hit me really hard. Thank you very much for all your well wishes."
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The new all-male Taliban government has issued one of their first decrees Wednesday. The Afghan government has put a ban on all protests, slogans, and demonstrations that do not have official approval of the government. The decree warns that people must get permission before any protest or face severe legal consequences. Donald Trump Jr. on Fox News gives his opinion that the Taliban does not respect weakness.
"The only thing these animals respect and understand is strength. And Joe Biden exudes nothing but weakness. Donald Trump exuded strength. So they knew he was not someone to be trifled with. They knew he was not someone to mess with. Donald Trump also had the brain power to actually negotiate like a real businessman, not a bureaucrat politician with no real world experience. The one place I have to be surprised about is Joe Biden is overperforming. I thought it would take him years to destroy America, and he's been able to do it in a mere few months. It's absolutely ridiculous. Every day, the clown show gets worse and worse. You're seeing now the State Department confirming, well, we're not really letting flights of American citizens get out of there because they want to make the world's largest airlift where they took out a lot of Afghanis, a lot of people on suspected terror lists, some convicted rapists out of Afghanistan, but they left the citizens of the United States behind. I guess they want to get credit for that, so they're not going to allow other people to do the job they should have been doing for the last 25 days because they're incompetent."
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. And Kyle, do you have any other comments, or do you want to move on to the next wiring topic?
Well, I wanted to jump just for a second here, Vince, to some more critical thinking. In the last segment there, you heard My Patriot Supply, and don't worry, I'm not going to get controversial or get you fired. And I am a big fan of My Patriot Supply, folks. I really truly am. I have tried their food, and it's very good. So I'm putting the plug in with that. But I want to say this, their thought process, as far as how much you're going to eat under stress of 2,000 calories a day, I think personally is a little flawed. I think you should probably have double that. If you've ever tried to go out and work in a garden and till and hoe and pull and process and cut wood and try to figure out a way to keep yourself warm, you better double whatever it is you think you're going to need.
What they've done is if they've looked at typical averages, I'm sure. And I believe you're right. And if my Patriot Supply wants to come on the air with us, I don't charge for this. And if they want to talk to us and tell us why they feel that 2,000 calories is good, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear it. And I'm not challenging them. I'm just saying I'd love to hear the logic behind it. And, you know, do we have long-term storage food here? Yes, we do. Okay. So consider it, class. Kyle, there's something I want to talk with you about since you have the most expertise as an electrician, a journeyman electrician, someone who has taken the test, passed the test, and actually has done it. Okay? So I've got lots of books on wiring, and I think that the Black & Decker book on home wiring is the best overall book, and I've recommended that many times. But something that I have not seen is how to use a wire nut. Now, wire nuts come in different colors, and the colors denote the number of wires or the gauge of wires and the number of those wires that can fit under a wire nut to twist together to make a good mechanical and electrical connection. What they don't say is they say that, you know, put the wire nut on, you can twist it with pliers and make it tight. Okay. But they don't say whether you should twist the wires first or leave the wires untwisted and then put the wire nut on them and twist them. And the twisting of the wire nut onto the straight wires that have been stripped at the right length will twist the wires together for you. Now, they don't tell you that. So here's what I do, and I'd love to have your comments. I've been agonizing over this for years. So if I'm going to solder the wires onto the wire nut, I will use electrician's pliers and twist those wires to a good, tight twist. I'll trim the point, the end where all the wires come together, to a point, you know, a diagonal point, so they fit under the wire nut spiral wound core, the metal core, that also bonds electrically and mechanically those wires together. So if I'm going to solder them, I will twist them together, so the twist will hold the wires. I'll use liquid rosin, which is like the consistency of water. Put a drop on the untinned wires. And then what I'll do is I will use rosin core solder, electrical solder, solder the wires, and then put the wire nuts on those soldered wires that have been twisted and soldered. Okay, as a final insulator / protector of that connection. So I twist the wires together if I'm going to solder them. I don't twist them together if I am not going to solder them, but I'll use the wire nut to twist the wires as I twist the wire nut on. Your comments, please, and what's the best way to go?
You know something, Vince, it's so funny that you come up with this stuff. Out of all of the electricians that I have ever worked with, very few of them ever come up with these ideas. But there's a company called Ideal, and they were the ones making almost all the wire nuts that there was. And we had a company rep one time show up at a job site that I was on, and we asked him that exact same question. Because we would say, you know, what do we do? You know, we supposed to twist these things? How are we going to do this? Do we twist them with pliers and blah, 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 you know? And he said exactly what you just got through saying. The only time you twist those wires together is if you're going to solder them. Because the reasoning is the wires that are soldered together, your wire nut will becomes one solid unit. And then when you put your wire nut on there, it bites into that one solid unit. It's like twisting it onto a solid wire, and it bites into the solder, and it bites into the wire, and it'll stay. The reason you don't twist them together beforehand, if you're not going to solder them, is that the twisting process causes the wire nut to bite into the copper wires better and makes them hold longer and will make them hold tighter than if you were to twist them together by themselves. Because if you don't have them soldered, they're still multiple units, if you will, multiple pieces of wire there. And as you twist the wire nut down on them, it won't bite as good, and they would tend to move, and the bite on the wire is not quite as good.
Okay. Well, I determined that by experience, Kyle, because I didn't read that anywhere. I've never seen it anywhere. And no one has had, other than what you just said, you saying it, was the definitive reason why. So that's great to know. Now, you mentioned the brand name Ideal. And when I buy wire nuts, class, I don't buy one of anything. So I bought 1,000 Ideal brand wire nuts in various sizes. And if you look at the Ideal ones, they look like a cone, like one of those orange cones with part of the pointy end lopped off, okay, kind of squared off. And they work great. And they have a real thick plastic insulation. I mean, really thick. Top of the line, as far as I'm concerned. There's another brand called Gardner Bender. And they make a wire nut that has the same specs, except the plastic is thinner. The plastic is more pliable. And it has little ears, two little ears that will help you tighten it on, you know, tightly with your pliers. Well, they, even though they're rated the same, they're not. The Ideal ones don't seem to hold as much wire, even though they're rated for the same amount of wire as the Gardner Bender. And I believe that's because the Gardner Bender expands because the plastic is thinner. So I like the Ideal the best. Second choice is Gardner Bender, which is thinner, but it's still a good brand. And I use the Gardner Bender when I have a lot of wire in the box, the electrical box, and I need to take up less space with the wire nuts. Now, electrical boxes will tell you, if they're made out of plastic, those blue plastic boxes, they will tell you how many of each kind of wire you can have in there. Because there's a limit. Now, why is there a limit? Kyle, can you tell us why there is a limit to the number of wires in one of those plastic boxes? Now, that would be a box that you would that has nails on, two nails, and you'd hammer it into a stud, and you could put a receptacle in there. You could put a wall switch in there, or if there are bigger boxes, maybe two receptacles, or we have boxes that hold even more, like four or five, four or six switches. So, Kyle, why is it that they have a number that they say, this is it, do not exceed this number of wires in of this gauge?
A couple of reasons. Yeah, a couple of reasons. You'll find this term in how many wires you can pull into a pipe and then how many wires you can put into a box. And it's called fill capacity because they know that if you have so many wires in the back of that, you will be pushing all of the fill capacity of the, you'll be taking like your switches and trying to push the wires back in, and you'll be using the switches. It will be pushing against the back of the switches if you get too many wires in there. It's just, you can't get so many in there. I will say this. Normally speaking, the fill capacity of a particular pipe or the fill capacity of a box is very hard to exceed. It's very difficult to put so many wires into the back of a box that you cannot, where you will exceed the fill capacity. They really do push that right to the limit, in my opinion. But also the thing that I have seen that you've got to be really careful of, if you bring in like 4, 5, 6 wires and they have to be under one wire nut, and you've got a great big old blue wire nut, which is one of the biggest that you usually use in a residential situation. Anyway, and you tighten those wires down there on you tighten that wire nut down on, say, 5 or 6 wires, and it's in the back of the box, and it's really tight, and you use you push them into the back. Sometimes one or more of those wires will work its way loose with you pushing against that great big wire nut, because you got 5 of them in there, and if one of them didn't get bit hard enough with the twisting motion, they'll come out. And I have troubleshot many times, been brought back in to fix somebody else's mess when they had a bank of lights that didn't work, and or a switched receptacle that didn't work, or something along that lines. And that's usually, if anything is switched, that's the first place I look, because people try to fill up too much of the box, and then they don't want to take the time to set the wires in there so that they won't come undone. So that if you've got this on there, all the wires are tight, or even to check them a little bit after you get them pushed to the back of the box, and you know you've got enough room in there. But in any case, that's what I have found, Vince.
Yeah, and that's why I solder the wires, class. So, you know, when you solder them, you can actually look and see how well you've twisted them together, and you have a nice, clean twist. Then when you solder them and you make a good solder connection, you know that they're not going to come apart, if you've done it right. And then you can put the wire nut on. When we come back, Kyle, I'd like to talk about 3 different brands of wire nuts. Ideal, which we mentioned. Gardner Bender, which we've mentioned, and then the Chinese wire nuts. And I'm going to tell you, class, what's wrong with the Chinese wire nuts. It's absolutely unbelievable what these guys have done. It's Vincent's 10% less rule.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
keys? Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
season
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Vincent's 10% less rule applies to the Chinese. So let's say whatever material it takes to make a product, whatever the absolute minimum is, the Chinese can make it with 10% less than that, which really means it's substandard. So if it takes 100 units of material, 100 units of plastic to make it, the Chinese can make it with 90. The rest of us don't know how to do it because it doesn't last. It's no good with less than 100 units. And 100 would be the absolute minimum. Now, Maytag would probably be 175 or 200 units in the good old days. So here's what I learned about wire nuts. So I bought 1,000 Ideal wire nuts. I bought probably 1,000 Gardner Bender wire nuts. And I bought 1,000 Chinese wire nuts. I didn't know they were Chinese. They weren't. It wasn't delineated that they were Chinese. Here's what happened. I put three wires in, turned the wire nut, and what would happen is the internal core, the metal spiral core that binds the wires together, would drill itself right through the end of the cap of the wire nut, exposing the metal core to contact anything that's electrical in that box, which means that it could cause a short circuit or a ground fault because the wire nut was made with a minimum of 10% less than the real minimum. Kyle, have you ever? That's not the case with Gardner Bender. That's not the case with Ideal. But that is the case with some of the Chinese wire nuts. Have you ever seen that, Kyle?
I haven't seen that, Vince. But what I have noticed with the Chinese garbage is that when I twist them on, I've got a really good grip. And when I twist these, when I used to, I don't even buy them anymore. In fact, I've gotten rid of them, thank God. But the Chinese ones, I have twisted them, and the plastic cap pops off of the internal metal core. I've seen that multiple times, to the point to where it's not worth me spending 20% less, or I couldn't care if it's 150% less. I won't buy the Chinese garbage. It's not worth my time to have to then take my pliers and pull that core off, or cut the wire if I can't even get it off, and restrip all of the wires, you know, the planned obsolescence. The same thing is true, Vince. I don't know if you've noticed this, but with wire butt splices, if you're using for automotive, if you buy the Chinese ones, there's the amount of metal on the inside that you can crimp is like a third less than the good ones used to be. Used to be you could stick the wire in about, oh, a quarter of an inch or maybe a little more than a quarter of an inch, and then you would crimp it. But the cheap Chinese ones are, I mean, just barely over an eighth, and you're trying to stick that in there and crimp it. To me, you know, it's the same rule, and they just don't work. You can't crimp it hardly on that and make it hold.
And if you were to take that plastic off that butt connector and just leave the metal sleeve and crimp it and use a soldering iron, you would find that the plating is so thin on that sleeve that's inside the butt connector that with the soldering iron, the plating that looks like a nickel or tin plating vaporizes. It literally disappears in smoke with just a common soldering iron. Those Chinese butt connectors are junk. Now, here's a question. What happens if there's a fire in your house because of, and Kyle and I think are talking about the same thing with those Chinese wire nuts. The cap pops off. And the metal part of the coil spring is exposed. What happens if there is a fire as a result of an arc fault, ARC, space FAULT, and your house burns down? And the inspector comes and goes, oh, these are not UL approved. These are not Underwriter Laboratory approved wire connectors. So we can't cover your house because this is a substandard dangerous materials that you used or your electrician used. That's just a thought. I wanted to mention one other thing, Kyle. And that is, I was working with some old wire and new wire. Back in 1980, I bought a couple thousand feet of single conductor insulated, PVC insulated wire. 14 gauge, and I bought some 12 gauge. And I was using it to make some pigtails, to do some wiring in the farm. And I set up an assembly line, and I ran out of the 14 gauge wire. So I was cutting it into like 8 inch long pieces. So I stripped down some Romex, relatively new Romex. And it's not the same copper. They changed the copper. The copper of 1980 was more malleable, more ductile, more flexible. I think they changed the composition of the copper wire and diluted the copper with some other material. Have you found that?
I have absolutely found that, Ben. Yep, for sure.
Class, none of what we talked about. Kyle did not talk about any of what we talked about today with me. What you're hearing is two guys that have actual experience, and we're relating our experience to each other, and you guys are all listening in. I hope we taught you something that was valuable today. That was our intent. Kyle, thanks so much. I'll see you next Thursday.
Okay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.